What things were gained to me, I counted loss for Christ. Welcome back to the Hackberry House, a daily podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church. Excuse me. I'm Bob. This is podcast number 126. It's April 15, 2015. We continue today the wonderful testimony of Cooper Abrams as we try to examine the call on our life to follow Jesus and to preach his gospel. In the early part of 1977, Cooper writes, I began to have a desire to do more and maybe even to preach. I wanted to share with others what I was learning in God's Word. I wanted other people to know Christ as their Savior and see Christians mature in Christ. At first, I was ashamed to even have thoughts of becoming a gospel preacher and pastor. Why? Well, I knew the sinner I was not too far back in my life, and I also knew I still was not all that God wanted me to be, but the desire was there, and I couldn't get rid of it. I told no one, not even my wife. I read and studied 1 Timothy 3, 1-16. My pastor had read this to me and suggested I study the whole passage when I was asked to be a deacon. He asked me if I was qualified, according to these verses, to serve as a deacon. I read the verses 1-7 over and over because they listed the minimum qualifications for a man being a pastor. It said, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. And then it said, a bishop must. And God lists the qualifications. I had the desire, but so I carefully and honestly examined each qualification. I began to realize that God had changed my life, and I was qualified because of that change that he had brought in my life. Still, I prayed and pondered over the matter. It was a difficult time for me. I was ready to drop the whole thing, and in truth, I wanted to some degree. But I also felt that if this was what God wanted me to do, I would submit to him. June 1977, I went forward at the invitation given at the end of a morning service. It was the hardest thing I had ever done in my life. I was truly worried that I would be laughed out of the church and be totally embarrassed. But I deep down felt God wanted me to announce that I felt God was calling me to preach. I stepped out from the pew, and in seconds I found myself telling our pastor what was on my heart. His smile was almost a laugh, but I sensed he was not making fun. He stopped the invitation and told the people what I had said to him. He then said that for a long time he too had thought I was being called by the Lord, but would not share this with me, not wanting to influence me in any way. My wife was crying, and as, well, many people in the church were crying, Carolyn came down and with her arms around me said that she too had known this for a long time, and that she would stand with me if this is what God wanted. Many in the church expressed that they too had seen how God was working with me, and they felt God wanted me to preach. Several said they were all waiting for me to make it public and wondering why it was taking so long. As God is my witness, I never dreamed anyone else would even consider such a thing as God calling me to be a preacher. Now, this was not new revelation from God, but the outworking of God's revealed truth in the Bible in my life. I never heard a voice. I never received any kind of special revelation from God. All that happened was completely in order with what the Bible has to say about how God calls men into his service. I read the Bible. I put all my feelings to the test of God's Word. Because my feelings were in keeping with the Bible, then I took the step of faith that Sunday morning, surrendering to my Savior. It's an action based on what the Bible said, and I made my desire public. Others, too, they then came forward after the service to shake my hand and encourage me, saying that they had seen God working, too. Even to this day, 27 years later, and this was in 2005 that this was written, many of these same saints of God stand with me and my call and have been a wonderful source of encouragement. Thus, God illuminated his word in my heart, made it real in my life, and I understood and I followed. Illumination means to shed light on something. Revelation means to reveal some new truth. He then confirmed this calling through my wife, my pastor, fellow believers, by the way they received me. My calling was not some new revelation, but was based on what God has revealed in His Word. I was 36 years old, was running a growing and very successful security systems business that I had started. I had a beautiful new home on a lake, and things were looking great for the future financially. I again read the Bible and found that when God called a man to special service, he always went into training. Jesus trained the disciples for 3 years, and Paul, even though thoroughly trained in the Old Testament and the secular disciplines, after his call went into Arabia for 3 years to study before he started his ministry. And so, still following the New Testament example, I applied to Piedmont Bible College, now it's called Piedmont Baptist College, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I took the SAT. Now, I failed the part on English, but they said I could enroll. It would take remedial English. I also had another problem. I didn't have the money I needed to go to college. Carolyn and I discussed the matter and agreed to sell our home and property that we had cleared out of a woods and built with our own hands. Again, the Bible was our guide. When I was teaching the young adult Sunday school class, I taught through the book of Romans. Romans 12, 1 and 2 was the verse that came to mind over and over. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It stuck in my mind that I was not doing anything more than simply giving my all to Christ, which is what every believer should do. I read Luke 14, 25 to 35, that records Jesus talking to the people concerning those who would seek to be his disciples. Whosoever he be of you that forsakes not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. The principle in Matthew 6:33 was clear as a bell. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. In these passages, I saw God's clear direction for my life. I agreed with Paul's statement in Philippians 3:7-9, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yes, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Jesus Christ, the righteousness which is of God, by faith. God was speaking to me daily, from his word, the Bible. It guided my every step. I would give up the home, job, and everything to follow God's calling. My wife, too, had worked her way into a position in a company that in time would have led to part ownership. It, too, was a very prosperous business. If we had remained with our positions for just 5 to 6 years, we would have been worth, conservatively, at least a half to a quarter million dollars. And as things have developed, well, much more. Today, well, both companies have made their owners wealthy. The security company I ran was merged with two other companies and is one of the largest on the East Coast. My wife and I decided that we would sell our beautiful home on the lake and move to Winston-Salem to attend college. I was scared to death, wondering still if I was doing what God wanted. I asked a real estate agent how to price our home. His appraisal was disappointing, and he pointed out it was not on a main road. But Carolyn and I sat down and figured how much money we needed for me to finish college. We then added that amount to the money we owed on the house and property and ran an ad in the local paper to run Friday through Sunday. The price was considerably more than the real estate agent said we could get. But at 5:30 p.m. Friday, 3 hours after the paper was out. We sold the house for our asking price and had two other buyers interested in making offers standing in our yard. Again, this was not coincidence, but God providing the way, honoring our faith in Him and His Word. I never received a revelation or vision from God, but all that happened was in line with what God says in the Bible. I went to college, took the hardest course they offered, which was the 5-year Bachelor of Theology program. The studies were difficult, as I was born with dyslexia. Electronics and mechanical things are a breeze for me, but these studies required all I had and more. My faith and belief in God and my calling kept me going. It was a difficult time. With God's help, by going through the summers, taking overloads and much prayer and help from my wonderful godly wife, the program was completed in 4 years, and I graduated. My life has been one of living in the light of God's blessing. It's not been an easy road. Oft times, things were really hard, and under the pressure, I wanted to quit. But one thing kept me going. God was always there in every circumstance. I took my strength to continue from reading the Bible. God promised that as His child, He would never leave or forsake me. I took heart in that revealed truth in God's Word. I've applied the principles of the Bible to every situation I have found myself in, and they have always directed me in doing what was right and honoring the Lord Jesus. God's Word has never failed me. And to that, I think we can all add our amen. Amen. This is about the call of God. This might help you as you determine the call of God in your life. Go to God's Word. Begin to read the pertinent passages. Talk with a pastor. Talk with other people involved. You don't have to do this by yourself. You don't have to wait for a particular revelation. Go to the Word. It's already been revealed. What's in your heart to do? God will lead you. Yes, there are qualifications, and if you don't meet them, then God has something else for you, and it's okay. It's okay. It'll be something that is right for you, and you'll be happy with it, but you've got to seek for it. Now, tomorrow we'll finish this. I'm going to read to you tomorrow from a book that I just value so much. It's an old, old, old thing. And I had to get this online, actually from eBay or something like that. It was written in 1954 by Arch Campbell. It's called The Christ of the Korean Heart. I'm not going to read the whole book, obviously, but I'm going to read the last chapter to you, no matter how long it takes. I don't think it'll be quite that long, but let's plan to spend some time tomorrow. It's a chapter called He Loved Me, and you'll see why I am sharing that in this context. That will finish our series on the call of God. Then we will do something else that I've been working on behind the scenes about the foundation of our faith. I've been telling you, go, and this brother that we just read from has been telling you, go to the Word of God. But what if your faith in the Word of God is not what it ought to be? I want to bolster your faith in God's Word over those next few days. And of course, on the weekend, we'll talk about the persecuted church. God bless you today. And don't forget what we started with. Philippians 3, 7 through 9, and the little portion of that. What things were gained to me, I counted loss for Christ.